Earlier, I told you the story. This is very early this morning. Talked about going to a well-known convenience store, as far as it's a chain that's very well-known, and had a pretty miserable experience yesterday morning, from cold coffee to just a really dirty store, a jambox being played at such a loud level you couldn't even hear the cashier, who didn't really seem that interested whether I purchased coffee there or not. It was really beaten down, and this is a very well-known convenience store that I would think, if they knew how bad it was, they would want to know. So I asked you guys, how should I go about telling them, hey, this is what's going on in your corporation?
And we think you need to call and complain.
And you want me to do it live on the air?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
We've got time. We don't have anything going on until that Ranger segment.
All right, well, let's give their customer service a call. Guess I'm not there.
National Convenience Store Super Conglomerate Helpline, where we offer you corporate culture with a personal touch. This is Myrtle. How may I help you?
Hi, Myrtle. I would just like to file a complaint or at least give you some feedback on one of your stores in Dallas that had an experience with yesterday.
And what is your name, sir?
George.
Very nice name. Right, and are you the party to whom I am speaking?
Yeah.
And what seems to be your trouble?
Well, the store itself, I would think you'd be interested to know that it was not clean. Oh my gosh. The coffee was cold. It was confusing as to where you should get your coffee. There was garbage on the floor. There were trash cans.
Uh-huh.
Man, you're keeping up with all this. And there was really loud music.
You start at the beginning, sir. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, there was trash. It was a really dirty store. And the coffee was cold.
Hold on. Okay.
And then when I went to check out, the guy was rather mm-hmm. rude.
Mm-hmm.
The music mm-hmm. was so loud that he was mm-hmm. playing. It was not on the...
Mm-hmm.
It was not on the musical system, you know, like a set of speakers in the...
Yeah, okay. Listen, let me give you a confirmation code to verify our conversation.
But we're not done yet, are we?
Let me just... No, we're not done. I just have to do this at the beginning of our call. Let me generate the code.
Okay.
Hold on. My computer's been running slow all day. And how's your day going?
Fine.
Sounds great.
Yeah, it's...
Okay, here is the confirmation code.
Okay.
And you have a pen?
Yeah.
Okay. P, as in P, mm-hmm. Q, R, Z, 438-728, 1WW5M93333338Y. Okay, could you repeat that back to me, sir?
Let me see if I got this right. PQRZ Y38728 1WW5M93333337 8 4 7 8 Y,
and you also missed a 4 in there.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Could you describe the problem you had in 3 words or less?
No. 3 words, no.
Okay. Well, then I'm just going to be more difficult to help you. But
I hated
it. I know that we appreciate your business and that your opinion is important to us. Because
okay.
Here at National Convenience Superstore Conglomerate, we like to think of our patrons as not only our friends, but as our best friends.
Okay, well, good.
What is your name again, sir?
George.
Oh, yes. No, hold on. I have it here after I punched in your confirmation code. Okay. So, Mr. PQRZ 438-728-1WW5M93333338Y. Let me ask you a few mandatory questions. Do you complain to businesses on a regular basis?
No, in fact, this is the first...
You sound like you have a pretty bad attitude.
This is the first time I've ever lodged a complaint mm-hmm. about a store or mm-hmm, restaurant mm-hmm. or anything.
And does your family routinely complain about you?
I don't know. They might.
Okay. Do you often field questions about your own cleanliness or sexual performance?
I don't think so, no.
Okay. Would you say that you complain to random businesses twice a week, 5 times a week, or more than 10 times a week, or D, all of the above?
Zero.
Okay, it's not what our records say here. Okay, and I tell you what we have to do, Mr. Dunham, even though you didn't give me that name, we're going to have to send out a printed form. Printed form that you need to fill out, okay? We'll send that to you. It's 35 pages, and all of the pages have to be completed before we can consider your request and send you out a coupon for 50% off of your first cup of coffee.
Look, just lodge my complaint to a manager or someone who oversees the stores here in Dallas.
Oh, you're calling from Dallas. Okay, that's a different division. I'm going to have to transfer you.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, hold on just a moment, sir. Hold on, please.
All right. This ought to be good.
National Convenience Superstore Conglomerate Helpline. May I help you?
No, you may not. I've had enough.
Coco stuck in India answering phones.
Oh, no.
Stay there. Hello? Okay, good. Well, that was not very helpful, especially the end.